Welcome all of our guests, staff, city council to our Woodway City Council meeting on April 24th, 2023. Thank you all so much for being here. The time is now 5:30, so I will open the meeting right at 5:30. Our first item of business on tonight's agenda is our invocation. And if it's okay, I'd like to ask Mr. Williams if you wouldn't mind leading us in prayer this evening.
Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you.
If you would, please bow your heads. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity once again to come together as a community. Father, we pray that you would give us wisdom, Father, a spirit of community, a spirit of wanting to work well with one another. Mm-hmm. Father, we pray for understanding. We pray for wisdom. Father, that we would carry out the business of the city of Woodway to the best of our abilities. And Father, if we are offensive or if we offend, we pray, Father, that we're able to correct those ways, Father God, and that each individual would understand it's not personal, but that we are looking for the best thing that we can do for the city of Woodway as a whole. And so, Father, again, we pray for wisdom because we know this is a difficult task that we have, Father, making decisions on the part or behalf of all of the citizens of Woodway. And we thank you again, Father, for the opportunity to serve, and we pray that you would always be here guiding us and leading us. In your precious name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Mr. Williams.
You're welcome.
Item number two is our Pledge of Allegiance. If you're able, please rise as we give pledge to our flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. All right, Council, we're moving into our presentation section. Item number three is our quarterly presentation from our Community Services and Development. This is their report regarding progress on new construction, anticipated completion dates, and the issuance of certificates of occupancy and inspection statistics for the second quarter of fiscal year 2023. Mr. Norman, good to see you, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, Council. I will remind you again that I know it's important on the list of items that we give progress reports of completion dates, which those are nearly impossible right now to figure out completion dates. So starting here with an infilled lot on Valley Ridge on the left. These are just three houses that are in various aspects of completion. Golfers Lane, Charleston Park, those are both in the Lakes of Heather Run. We've also got two more houses on Heather Run. Both these houses actually were put on hold for a number of months. They've been started back up. So this is one example right here, of course, of two houses that kind of sit stagnant for a few months. Did minimal work and now have kind of taken back off. And this is the Westlake addition. You'll know this is your newest addition that will have a gate. Will be a gated community, PUD. No movement so far. We all know the streets and utilities are in. He's actually doing a lot of work on landscaping, working on the gates. There's a lot of activity going on right there, but no houses have begun yet. This is Lake Forest. I believe it's Lake Forest 2. Both these houses are in that subdivision. More houses. This is Lake Forest 3. We've got, you remember there's 35 lots in Lake Forest 3, so every one of these houses is Cedar Creek. Next one. And so there's another four houses. So that's seven pictures you have there. You know, these are in various stages of completion, and they're moving along pretty well over there at Lake Forest 3 as well. A couple of infield lots, Harbor. The 8 North Ritchie is going to be Badger Ridge, one of your older lots over on Ritchie. I mean, one of the newer subdivisions. That's the second house, I believe, that's begun over there. Torrey Springs, you know, those Badger 5, three houses there. That'll almost complete that block. And now we move to Tanglewood. We have quite a bit of movement on Tanglewood. So, you know, there's another seven. I think we have 25 active permits right now in Tanglewood. And then a couple of infields also. We've got one on McGregor and then 300 Rainbow. Now onto some commercial properties, medical building. We've also got, that is, these are both of the outlook you can see there. The steakhouse, which is in front of Oak and Ivy there that they're working on. You'll notice a lot of plumbing right now. That's what they're working on. Three more commercial properties here. We have Florco, which is out by the gun range. If you're kind of wondering where it's located out there, Colonnade, we know, is in between the retina clinic and the bank over there. I believe they're going to pour the slab this week, so they're rocking and rolling on that one. U-Haul is mostly uninspected work. They're doing a lot of concrete work, so we keep our eye on them, but they're also throwing those buildings up fairly quickly. And that's a picture of the family center. But you'll notice if you don't take a picture every 12 hours, you aren't not going to catch what it looks like because they're really moving over there. So it's looking nice. And you've got all the figures. You may have any questions for me.
Any questions for Mr. Nolan?
Thank you.
Great. Thank you, sir. Okay, moving on to item number four. This is our quarterly presentation from the Finance Department regarding general fund revenues and expenses, utility fund revenues and expenses, and tourism fund revenues and expenses for the second quarter of fiscal year 2023. Good evening, Mrs. Hernandez.
Good evening, Mayor. Thank you, Mayor and Council. I'm here tonight to present, okay, Donna, go ahead. I was gonna mention that I've added some slides since we're officially at the halfway point in our fiscal year. So this slide you'll be familiar with, which is comparative numbers from current year to prior year, the darker color being what's going on right now, and the lighter color being prior year numbers. And then I added a slide, you don't have to go yet, but I added some slides that'll show you budget to actual numbers so you can get a little bit more information on where we stand. So for sales tax, franchise fees, and other revenue, you can see in the current year we're collecting more than we did in the prior year. And I'll give you some reasons on the next slide. Property taxes and sanitation. Sanitation, y'all know, is excluded from the general fund in the current year after recommendation from y'all and approval from the auditors. So that's why you won't see any green there. And then property taxes, we're collecting less due to the decrease in the property tax rate. So on the next slide, you'll see the new additions. I call it my speedometer. It was a semicircle pie graph. But it'll show you the darker color is what we have collected, and then the gray scaled is what, 100%. So for property taxes, we've collected 97% of what we budgeted, being that property taxes are due February 1st, this is reasonable. We've historically collected 99% of our levy, so we anticipate the other 2% to trickle in throughout the remainder months. Sales tax is a good figure to see this new graph. We're halfway through the year, so it makes sense that we've collected 53% of what we have budgeted, and we get a monthly deposit from the comptroller's office for sales tax. Franchise tax, for franchise fees, you can see are up a bit. This is attributed to the increase in gas. So we saw 275% of what we budgeted for Atmos come in. So that's what that 64% is attributed to. And then other revenue, this will include permits, courts, you know, school resource officers, interests, and we're about where I want it to be, so 44%. We'll see a big transfer from the tourism fund, which will get us to the 100% towards the end of the year. Moving on to general fund expenditures. You've seen this graph before for all our departments, with the exception of community services, because sanitation isn't in that figure. We're expending more than we did in the prior year. We anticipated that. That was budgeted due to inflation. And the next slide will show you those numbers where you can see budget to actual. And we're right where I want us to be. In a perfect world, we'd be at 50% for all of them. But you know, nothing's perfect. But a 43 to 52% of expenditures is spot on. I have no concerns there. For utility fund is the next slide. Those are water services, sewer services. You see the revenue is for the current year. We're collecting more. than the prior year, primarily due to increase in rates as well as a increase in consumption. And I think I gave you all these figures last time, but at 3/31/23, the consumption is 305 million gallons compared to this time last year, 271 million gallons. So with the increase in gallons for revenues, we're going to see a corresponding increase in expenses on the next slide. We're selling more water, we've got to buy more water, as well as increases related to sewer lift station repair maintenance. We're seeing increases there as well. But on the new budget to actual slide next, we'll see we're right where I want us to be, about 40 to 50%. Other income looks odd because it's 19%, but other income is only $24,000 to the $6 million budget in the utility fund, so I'm not concerned there. That's mainly interest and miscellaneous income. Lastly, we have the tourism fund. It's a hotel occupancy tax. So far for fiscal year 23, we've collected $432,000 compared to the last year's $350,000 around this time. And surprisingly, expenditures are exactly the same, $105,000. I had to go check. On the next slide, you'll see we're right where I want us to be as far as collections, about 49% of what we have budgeted. And I mentioned in the first general fund slide that there was a large transfer from the tourism fund to the general fund, which will get us to the 100% for expenses. That transfer usually happens at the end of the year, September, October. And I believe that is it. Do you have any questions for me?
Sounds like you're pretty happy with everything.
Keeping them in line.
Is there anything you're not happy with? Anything in any of our reports that you're not, that you are concerned about?
No, I have concerns from my part. I'm still learning everything, but I'm keeping track of the numbers. I provide monthly budget reports to Sean and give him a financial update. So far, everything's going well.
Okay. Well, we like to hear that from you.
So. Yes, sir. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you so much. All righty. Well, we're moving on to our items for individual discussion, consideration, and or action. Item number five is discussion and consider action on acceptance of fiscal year 2021-2022 annual audit provided by Brooks, Watson, and Co. May I have a motion, please, to open this up for discussion?
I'll make a motion to open it up for discussion.
I'll second that.
Thank you. It's been moved and seconded. Mr. City Manager, your comments on this one, please.
We have Lewis Redlip here that conducted the audit with the firm. I just want to add, this is their first year to take over this account and do this audit for us. And, we really appreciate them coming in and doing this audit. The audit committee met March 24th of this year and had a discussion with him and reviewed everything and submitted it for y'all. In your agenda packet, the full report starts from your page 20. Thank you.
Good evening, Council. My name is Lewis Breedlove with Brooks Watson, and I've had the pleasure of working with the City of Woodway first year, as was mentioned. And with that, you never know what to expect when you're entering a city for the first time. And I'll tell you, it was a very smooth transition. You guys have great staff here. Brenda's great. Everybody that we requested support from, very detailed, very quick. So couldn't have gone smoother as in terms of transition. I do have a PowerPoint presentation for you that will go over the results of the audit that I'd like to go through.
Sorry, Mr. Breedlove, before you get started,
yes, sir.
Ask folks in the back, if you'd like a place to sit, we've got some seats up here so you don't have to stand the whole time. Thank you. Go ahead, Mr. Breedlove.
Yeah, so if you move on to the next slide, this goes over the audit process. I do like to always give a quick overview of the audit process just to give council a general idea of some of the things that we're doing throughout the audit. So first, we do perform the audit in accordance with generally accepted auditing standards. And when we perform the audit, we break it down into five phases. So the first phase being the assessment phase. We come out before year end and we do evaluations throughout the city anywhere where money's coming in or money's going out, we are doing walkthroughs. We get process questionnaires. We sit down with the folks to make sure that we see what kind of controls are in place, what type of potential risks are there. And then we also sample test those areas. So we'll get a handful of selections over each of those areas to ensure that the things that we're seeing in practice are consistent with what we're seeing documented in terms of their documented processes and what we're seeing during those conversations. From there, we move into our risk-based approach. And so what that is every aspect of the financial statements has a different level of risk or type of risk, which will really drive and dictate what type of procedures we needed to do to what level of detail to ensure that we feel comfortable with the material accuracy of the financials. So that will drive our planning process to ensure that we are appropriately testing and tackling each aspect of your financial statements. Next is a compliance testing phase. So we are looking at things such as your Public Fund Investment Act, grants, bid requirements. We read all council meeting minutes, so if you all approve something that had some type of compliance requirement for the city, we would ensure that you all are in compliance with that as well. And then we move into the field work phase. So that's where we're actually tying those numbers down after year end. Once the books are closed, we're tying down the balance sheet, confirming with third party wherever possible, testing cutoff, and then as we're doing that, we're also testing the material accuracy of your revenues and your expenses. Once we've performed all the procedures over the numbers, we move into our conclusion and reporting phase. It goes through multiple layers of review to ensure that we've done everything we should be doing to feel comfortable with the material accuracy of your numbers. And then we prepare the report and the two letters that go with the report for you all. Next, this is our components of the financial report, just to give you a look at what some of the broader categories of their report are. So there's the auditor's opinion letter. Behind that's your management's discussion and analysis. That's going to give you some year-to-year comparison information pertaining to your budget and some of the big swings that may have potentially occurred during the year. Then your basic financial statements. That's going to include your full accrual government-wide statements as well as your fund level statements. Behind that's your notes to the statement. So a lot of the details that pertain to the receivables, long-term liabilities, debt, and capital, things of that nature. It's going to give you a breakdown so you can get a better picture of what those numbers in the financial statements consist of. Behind that is your required supplementary information, which is things such as your general funds, budget actual, and then behind that is your other supplementary information. As it pertains to that first item, the auditor's opinion, that's our opinion over the financials for the city. There's four possible opinion types that we are able to issue as auditors. There's the unmodified, qualified, disclaimed, or adverse. The city did receive an unmodified opinion, often referred to as a clean opinion. That's the highest level of assurance that we as auditors are able to provide. So that's what we want to see. Next, just to give you a few high-level highlights for the funds. So looking at your general your fund balances year over year, and the general fund had a ending fund balance of $4.3 million, up about $116,000, fairly consistent with what we expected to see based on your budget. Your family center improvements, we saw a decrease there in fund balance of $445,000, which was just due to the utilization of those funds for that project. Your general capital projects was up $452,000. That was due to a combination of the utilization of those funds for projects you have going on, but also transfers into that fund that were approved by council as well. And then the other non-major fund, those are going to be the various special revenue type funds that are restricted for various purposes. Overall, increase in fund balance of $74,000, but all those are in line and consistent with what we expect them to be utilized for, and so no concerns there either. Next is a quick, just kind of deeper dive on your general fund balance. So the city does have a policy that where you all are achieving to maintain an unassigned fund balance in the general fund of 90 days or approximately 25% of operating expenses. The city did in 2022 have a 38% or 138 days. So exceeding y'all's goal of having 90 days. And what this number means is if you were to have consistently expenses from 2022, assuming 2023 was fairly consistent with that and it was used smoothly throughout the year, how far would you be able to operate within that next year without receiving any additional funds. So you'd be able to operate 138 days into that new year without receiving additional funds, assuming relatively consistent from the previous year. So it gives us a good look at the health of the fund. And so so the general fund is looking very healthy in terms of the unassigned fund balance. As it relates to the budget results for the year, there was a overall total positive budget variance of $116,000. So your revenues had received 796 more than budgeted. Your expenditures had a positive variance as well, so you were under budget by 381,000. Your other sources and uses, contains various transactions, primarily your transfers, and so this is had a negative variance here of just over $1 million. But I did want to note that that is due to the transfer out of $1.4 million to the Capital Projects Fund, which was approved by Council. It just was never adopted as a budget amendment. So just a technicality there. So my recommendation there would be that the city does consider making budget amendments throughout the year, potentially mid-year, year-end, maybe quarterly, just evaluating those types of things so that way those things that you all are approving is also reflected on the budget side, so it's consistent there as well. But even with that, the overall net change in your budget in terms of variance is a positive of $116,000. Next, some financial highlights for a proprietary fund that's going to be your water sewer type activity. That does operate more like a business. So we always look to see, is that fund self-sustaining? So you have a net operating income of just over $2 million. So that is self-sustaining, which it's a healthy looking fund, able to support potential capital infrastructure in the future that may be necessary. And so that's what we really look for there. Overall, breakdown of your net position, there's a $15.3 million in your net position. Of that, most of it is your capital infrastructure of $14.4 million, and then the unrestricted portion is $457,000. And next is reference to the other letters that come with the report. So there's two letters that go with the report. There's a communication with those charged with governance. That covers various activity in terms of our responsibility of the auditors for the audit, as well as management's responsibility for the audit. And it goes over various aspects of the audit, but a few things I do like to always pull out and highlight are, one, the audit was conducted in compliance with all ethics requirements regarding independence. There were no difficulties encountered when working with management. And three, that the audit adjustments that were identified were corrected by management. The second letter is a communication regarding internal controls. And so this is where we would highlight any type of concerns from if there were any material weaknesses or things of that nature. We did identify a couple things that we just made some recommendations on, but nothing that was considered to be a material weakness or anything of that nature. So very pleased to be able to say there was no concerns there. And with that, I'll open up to any questions you might have.
Council, is there any questions for Mr. Breedlove? Sorry, Keith. I just got that. Okay, Mr. Breedlove, thank you. If you just want to have a seat, we may have a question or two for you.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you. Council, any discussion?
I think this just shows that we have a lot to be proud of in the way that our staff handles themselves and the way that things are managed. So thank you for bringing that to us.
Okay. There being no further discussion from Council, is there any public comment to Mr. Breedlove or any questions for him? Yes, sir. If you'll just come up to the podium so you can.
No. Just curious.
Bruce Hamlin, 1507 Wandering Trail. The $21.2 million in government funds, how does that stack up for a city our size?
The numbers for cities, like, they vary wildly, just depending on so many factors. But I would say, in general, looking at the finances for the city, everything looks good. It's are things being managed conservatively, and the numbers that I'm seeing look consistent with a lot of other cities this size in terms of percentages and things of that nature. So no red flags from that perspective.
Okay. I was just curious how we stacked up. So yeah.
Okay. Yes,
can
ma'am.
I ask a question?
Oh, of course. Absolutely. Absolutely.
If you were to put this on a 10 scale, where would you score the city of Waco, city of Woodway, in relationship to compliance?
Yeah.
To government laws, to government regulations, to where would you score them? For us.
Yeah, it's always kind of every now and then I'll get a question like that, and it's a little interesting because there's so many variables. But there's always room for improvement. That's why I won't say I'll give it a 10. So I'll say a 9 point something. This is because everything we don't look at every single thing that's happening within the city. We do our very best to identify any area that could potentially have some concerns, and we do detail test a lot of activity, but we don't look at every single transaction that occurs within the city. So, but everything we did look at, there was, you know, a couple minor recommendations, things that, hey, maybe this is a good efficiency thing to add, or, little nuance type things, but no major concerns. So 9.5, I don't know.
9.5 is good. How would you score us in relationship to preparation for future?
In terms of preparation, I mean, it was a stellar job done. I know you all had to transition from new finance director as well, so that there was a little bit interesting because you don't always have that. And I think whenever I've seen transitions for a finance director position, it's never been done as smoothly as I've seen it done here in my experience. And so for that, I'd say just a stellar job there. A 10.
She wants to hear you say it.
Yeah.
I'll
be at least one. Yes. Yeah, I mean, I think because you guys did a tremendous job at ensuring that there's a little overlap there. They were able to, that exchange of that position. And Brenda's experience with the city prior to as well, it couldn't have been a smoother transition. And so in terms of preparedness, I mean, everything was ready to go. So couldn't have asked for it to be in a better shape. So,
okay, thank you.
So I've been a part of a number of audits throughout my career in government. And so is it safe to say that the level of security that we have, and Brenda, we've talked a little bit about this, the things that we have in place, mm-hmm. we can't guarantee nothing wrong is going to happen.
Yeah.
But the things that we have in place, would you say we're in good shape in that regard? I noticed that there wasn't any real deficiency or any real recommendations as far as what we should change. And I think when you look at the audit, that's something that we should be concerned with, whether or not there were some issues that would come up and say, hey, you're vulnerable in this area because of a lack of some level of prevention, that's associated with what it is that we're trying to accomplish. So what would you say about that?
Yeah, I mean, everything that we looked at so far for the city, I think it's in good shape. And just in general, when we're looking at it, when we're doing a financial audit, we are, we're not auditing every single aspect of the city, but we do evaluate and consider that a lot. And then year to year, our perspective, or like maybe where we push more, may change. So an area that we beat up a lot of areas this year, next year we like to move into another category where we're still going to evaluate those areas. But so technology and things of those of that nature, we may dig into more next year. We do evaluate, you know, login security, things like those types of things to ensure that there are proper controls in place. And so if we were to identify issues there, we would have made a recommendation to that regard. All that to say, everything we've looked at, no big red flags. You know, when we discussed during the finance committee meeting, the audit committee meeting, there were a couple things that we recommended, like minor things, but nothing super substantial in terms of like big red flags concerns. So, I think City of Woodway is doing a great, excellent job there, and we'll push harder and dig deeper next year. Hopefully, Brenda's like, no, knock on wood. Hopefully not uncover anything, but yeah, I think the city's doing an excellent job.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Well, great feedback, great discussion. Thank you, Mr. Breedlove, for that report. And thank you, Finance Department, for all the good work that you guys are doing. We really appreciate it. Council, the staff recommendation is to accept the annual audit prepared by Brooks, Watson & Co. based on the review and recommendation of the City Council Audit and Investment Committee. I'll entertain a motion now on item number 5.
I'll make a motion to accept the audit by Brooks and Watson & Company.
I'll second that.
Thank you. It's been moved and seconded. I'll now call for the vote. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Aye. All opposed, please say nay. All right, the motion passes unanimously, and the audit is accepted for fiscal year 2021-2022. Thank you all very much.
May I ask a question?
All right, item number 6.
I meant to ask a question.
So sorry, I just closed that. So sorry. Item number 6, but I'll tell you what, if you'll hang on afterward, Mr. Breedlove, if you could get with...
Well, I'd rather didn't help it.
Can you meet with this lady and just answer her question for her? Because I know you got to get back to Houston. So,
that's fine. I'll ask a question later.
I want to make sure you get your question answered. So, item number 6 is discussion and consider action on entering into a master service agreement with Astound Business Solutions LLC, a Delaware limited liability company, to provide cloud-based phone and internet. To provide cloud-based phone and internet services at a rate not to exceed $2,372.14 per month for 36 months, subject to appropriation and authorizing the city manager to execute any documents in connection therewith. May I have a motion, please, to open this item up for discussion?
I'll make a motion to open it up for discussion.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Thank you all. Mr. City Manager, your comments, please.
Thank you, Mayor and Council. We currently do business with Astound, or some of y'all may know them as Grande, through our cable service and also our broadband. We've had a long relationship with them as they've changed company names. This is one, a new service agreement because of the age of the old one, and two, to discuss changing from our current system, which is, you may know it as a voice over IP or just an IP system that we changed out a few years ago. And what we're seeing is that the system that we currently have is dated, shelf parts are being extinguished and no longer in production, and so this will age out faster than we think. We visited with Astound because they have a new product, or a product that's been out a few years. It's very successful. It's a cloud-based type phone. And this would be a lease agreement where they provide the equipment, maintenance, updates, and change out for equipment based on a monthly charge, and also to expand our broadband, which is currently
100 by 100 megabytes.
100 by 100 megabytes to 1,000 by 1,000 megabytes. And that's due mainly for the retention and the uploading of body cameras, video cameras, and the other spaces that we use on the cloud. But mainly, what this offers to be ready to move forward and have a dependable phone system throughout the city for us in-house as well as calls coming in, is it offers a lot of mobility. What I mean by that is the way this works on the cloud is you can take your phone that you're used to seeing on your desktop. If we had something that happened and we had to move to 911 or a freeze and had to work from home, we could use our desktops remotely, and people calling in would be calling in on the same extensions, and we would be wherever we need to be due to whatever the circumstances were at that moment. So the total cost, this $2,372 is an actual payment to them, but when you look at what we're already paying them, the only additional increase would be $932 more a month going with this. The contract is on your agenda package and on page 111, and I'll try to answer any other questions that you may have. We have also tried to look at month to month is the only thing we could get a quote on for somebody to maintain the system that we have. And just for them to be on standby was $400 a month. And so we're not under any of that. I thought that was way too expensive with that kind of a standby contract. So we're just maintaining in-house as much as we can and having this discussion to you, with you to see if we can prevent any breakdowns in the system. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Manager. All right, Council, any discussion on this item?
Is this the only company that offers this type of service?
No, there are other companies that offer cloud-based phones, but this is the service that we currently have, our internet and our PRI connection to the Arboretum through their fiber. So we connect to those buildings down there through their fiber already, and that's part of this charge. You know, you could always put your own fiber in if you wanted to and go that route or pay for somebody else's fiber to connect, but this is currently the way we connect.
But you're saying with that situation, this is the best value versus the other companies?
Correct.
Okay. That's really just the main point.
Yeah, and it sounds to me the increase, not only is it going to help the other departments, but it's going to help public safety with their new body cams and you know, cameras that they're using. So this is like getting an upgrade to the internet speed.
Correct. And most residential megabytes are now about 300 on the downloads.
Yeah.
We're at 100. And we looked at the 300, but it was only about $90 more to go to the 1,000 by 1,000, which would solve the needs for us for a very long time.
Yeah. It's amazing that you were operating on 100.
Yeah, that is.
We're pushing it, especially during COVID with Zoom meetings and all that. We bog it down.
Okay. Any other discussion, Council? Any public comments? Yes, sir.
Hi, Norm Hoffman, 1172 Western Oaks. Will this provide an open internet at the Arboretum and the future Woodway Y, since we're the Woodway Center, since we're going into this for 3 years and we'll be committed and done?
That's a separate, we are putting in Wi-Fi at the Arboretum, which is separate from this, and it'll be an additional cost. We're working on that. We're also looking at wiring that side of the Family Center for the same thing.
Okay, thank you.
Good question. Thank you, sir. Keith, I'm having trouble with my iPad here. I'm not going to watch movies during council meeting. So. I may just have to use my phone.
It's the Wi-Fi speed.
It's the Wi-Fi speed. Exactly. How appropriate. How timely. We can have planned that better. Okay. Sorry about that. I don't know. It's never done. No, it just squirrely today. All right, thank you. All right, there being no other comment, no other discussion, let's see. Staff recommendation is to authorize the expenditure in the amount of $2,372.14 monthly to Astound for the lease of their hosted cloud-based internet system. So I'll entertain a motion now on item number 6.
So moved.
So moved.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Thank you. I'll now call for the vote. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 All opposed, please say nay. The ayes have it, and the motion carries unanimously. Thank you all. Okay, we're moving on to item number 7 now. And I apologize, this is a long narrative here. Discussion and consider action on final replat of lots 72 to 73, Block A, Rainbow Lake subdivision to the City of Woodway, McLennan County, Texas, being all of that called 0.58-acre tract of land described in a deed to Douglas M. McNamee and Lacey McNamee, recorded under instrument number 20170320003 of the official public records of McLennan County, Texas, and Lot 64, Block A, Rainbow Lake Subdivision, City of Woodway, McLennan County, Texas, recorded under instrument number 20110353 of the official public records of McLennan County, Texas. All right. May I have a motion, please, to open this up for discussion?
I'll make a motion to open up.
I'll second.
It's been moved and seconded. Thank you all. Mr. City Manager, any comments on this one?
Thank you, Mayor and Council. Mr. Waters here. I didn't think I saw him. Thank you. Mr. Waters is the applicant and the property owner, and why this is coming to you is because none of the streets in Rainbow Lake are dedicated city streets. So when somebody files a replat, since we don't recognize them as fronting any streets, they have to come here and get the replat approved and ask for this variance. And so we've done this many, many times throughout the Rainbow Lake property in the past. This went to planning and zoning on April 11th of this year and approved with the various requests. It is here for your consideration. There's an aerial on your page 134 in your agenda, and then on page 135 of the notification letters from the property owners within 200 feet. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Manager. Okay, so this is joining two lots in the Rainbow Lake subdivision right there. Council, is there any questions or any discussion on this? Okay. Is there any public comment on this replat? Okay, there being none. Staff recommendation is approval of this final replat. So I will entertain a motion on item number 7. And because it's a long narrative, you can just. Yes, thank you.
Second.
All right, it's been moved and seconded. I'll now call for the vote. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, please say nay. All right, the ayes have it, and the motion carries unanimously. Thank you all. This replat is approved. Very good. We're moving into our public hearings and related action now. Excuse me. Item 8A is the public hearing on application to develop and site development plan in a planned district, medical clinic, Lot 3, Block 1, Burnett Addition to the City of Woodway, McLennan County, Texas, located at 104 Burnett Court. The time is now 6:12, and I will open the hearing at 6:12 p.m. The hearing is now open. Is there anybody to speak in favor of this application to develop? Good evening, sir.
Good evening. My name is Richard Morgan. I'm the architect for K4 Construction and for this project. This is for a 5,000 square foot eye clinic we're putting over there next to the Primrose Daycare Center. It's about 10 exam rooms. Your typical eye exam kind of office, medical clinic. So we're looking for an application developed there, get approval for that.
Thank you, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anybody else to speak in favor of this item? Okay. Is there anybody to speak against this item, this application developed? Okay. There being no further comment, I'll close the public hearing at 6:13 p.m. Item 8B is discussion and consider action on the application to develop in a planned district, medical clinic, Lot 3, Block 1, Burnett Addition to the City of Woodway, McLennan County, Texas, located at 104 Burnett Court. May I have a motion, please, to open this for discussion?
I'll make a motion to open this for discussion.
Thank you.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Thank you. Mr. City Manager, any further comment?
Thank you, Mayor and Council. I'll make comments on B and item C, the application to develop and the site development plan. Ms. Barkley, can you go to slide 46? This is the area Mr. Morgan was speaking about. Primrose would be at the bottom of the screen. 84 is the highway there to the right. We're considering both the application to develop and the site to develop. These were heard in front of the Planning and Zoning Commission on April 11th of this year and recommended approval on both application develop and the site development plan. The applications are on page 138 and 140 in your agenda. Letters to the adjoining neighbors within 200 feet are page 145, and his plans for the site development begin on page 146. Staff recommends approval.
Very good. Thank you, Mr. Manager. Council, is there any discussion or questions? We have the engineer here to answer any questions. All right. Are there any public comments? I know we just had the public hearing. Okay. There being none, I will entertain a motion on this item. It looks like staff is recommending approval on the application to develop.
So moved. Second.
Been moved and seconded. Thank you. I'll now call for the vote. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 All opposed, please say nay.
Nay to the process, not the applicant.
Thank you, sir. The motion passes with one nay from Mr. Mercer. Thank you. Moving on to item 8C, this is discussion and consider action on the site development plan in a plan district, medical clinic, lot 3, block 1, Burnett addition to the city of Woodway, McLennan County, Texas, located at 104 Burnett Court. I'm looking for a motion to open this for discussion, please.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Thank you. Mr. Manager, your comments?
No further comments.
Great. That's what I thought. Thank you. Any further discussion on this item? Any public comments? All right. That being the case, I will entertain a motion on item 8C, please.
I move that we approve the request for a site development plan in a plan district, lot 3, block 1, Burnett addition to the city of Woodway, McLennan County, Texas, located at 104 Burnett Court.
I second it.
Thank you. It's been moved and seconded. I'll now call for the vote. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed, please say nay. The ayes have it, and the motion carries unanimously. Thank you, Council. Okay, we're moving on to our, thank you, gentlemen. We're moving on to our consent agenda. The consent agenda consists of non-controversial, routine, and budgeted items, which require no public hearing. The consent agenda is subject to being approved with a single motion. However, the mayor or any city council member may remove any item from the consent agenda for separate discussion and consideration. Mr. City Manager, your comments, please.
I have comments on item B. B as in boy. This is a support resolution that staff has been working on with Mr. Jordan Everhart. Mr. Everhart is with the MRB engineers that we've used before. Mitch Davison and John Norman have been working with him to try to address some sidewalks around in and around schools. And TxDOT recently called for projects for grants that they're going to pay an 80-20 ratio on. And look at you, we worked on this a couple of years ago for sidewalks at the school. This is what they call a transportation alternative set aside. We can go to slide 51, Ms. Barkley. The yellow that you see are the areas that will have new construction of sidewalks in the right-of-ways that are currently existing. The blue bars are the crosswalks, striped crosswalks, that'll go in additionally with the grant. The estimated opinion of probable cost is a little over $800,000, so we are looking at local matching funds of 20% of about $226,000. We'll have to budget for that as we move forward, but we're not committing funds. We've made two cuts did the application process. Now, working with Mr. Everhart, we need support resolutions. We've gotten one for Representative Doc Anderson. It was very nice of him to support us on this. We need this one to keep moving forward, and hopefully we will keep scoring high. The downside is all the applications total more than the funds available, so we're hoping we will continue to score well, but there's no promise to it. But tonight, all we're asking for is a support resolution from the council, and those are my comments.
Thank you, Mr. Manager. Council, you have the consent agenda in front of you. Are there any items from 9A or 9B that you'd like removed for separate discussion? Okay, great. That being the case, I'll move to item number 10, which is discussion and consider action on the consent agenda. And I'll entertain a motion on approving the consent agenda.
I move that we approve all items on the consent agenda as presented.
I'll second.
It's been moved and seconded. Thank you. I'll now call for the vote. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, please say nay. The ayes have it, and the consent agenda passes as written. Thank you all very much. Okay, moving on to item number 11. This is our Here Visitors section. This is the portion of the meeting where members of the public may be heard by the council on any matter which is not listed as a separate item on the agenda. When called to speak, please state your name and address before beginning your comments. Please limit your comments to 3 minutes per resolution R-87-11. And under Texas law, the council and staff are not allowed to enter into a discussion with you or among themselves during this meeting or take any action other than to provide specific factual information or recitation of existing applicable policy and or discuss whether to place the matter on a future council agenda. Thank you for your cooperation and understanding. The time is now 6:21, and I will open up the Here Visitors section. Anybody who would like to address council at this time? Yes, sir.
David Keeston. I live on Shadow Mountain Drive. I was just asked by another resident in Woodway, Marlene Houston on Bel Air, and she's concerned. She's lived here 45 years, and she had not seen the problem that is taking place recently, and that is multiple people in the homes on that street have cars, and so they're parking on both sides of the street. And it makes it really difficult for her to back out of her driveway onto the street. And it's gotten to the point where it's almost dangerous. And so she was wondering if there's some way that the city can maybe do parking on one side of the street or, you know, somehow mitigate this problem where some of the residents, especially older ones, have difficulty seeing around the cars so they can get out of their own driveway.
Thank you, sir. Do you want to give us that letter?
Sure.
Do you want to give us that letter?
Sorry, I just have...
No, it's okay. It's okay. Just fine. Thank you. Yeah, just get the street. Okay, thank you. Is there anybody else to address council at this time? Yes, sir. Please come to the podium. Thank you.
Still Bruce Hamlin, still 1507 Wandering Trail. Anyone else find it interesting that the eye clinic got all those eye votes? Just saying. Just saying.
Really? That's why you got us here?
No, but it comes with a package. Anyhow, basically, I just wanted to say thank you because last year about this time, I was here begging for a homeowner exemption, and the deadline was close, overhanging everyone, and you got it done. And I thank everyone. And my taxes went down $200.
All right.
All right, so now that we got a good start to it, Woodway still does not give a general exemption to homeowners. And I wanted to get that resurrected and addressed this year. We had a little more time before the deadline is, what was it, July last year, or sooner maybe, I don't know. Anyway, I'm just saying, development doesn't bother me. At my age, you know, I realize I'm on the back nine of life, and, you know, so I'm more worried about inflation than I am the development and all this stuff. So I got my appraisal district a week ago, along with everyone else, and sure enough, maximum 10%, okay, which I can handle. And but when you think about 10%, if we get that every year, and this is my 10th year to live here, Khalil, how long does that go by in a hurry?
Yes, sir.
Anyway, so I'm just thinking, the old thing that when we were brought up, compound interest was a great thing when you're saving. When you're being taxed, that compounding, you know, and that'll just eat you alive. So, you know, from your last forever home, you're not selling it. Now, I realize if you're a real estate investor, those are all assets. But here, it's overhead. And yes, you know, maybe it'll be a good value when you sell it after you. Anyway, so all I'm saying is, let's use what Austin gave us. You know, Austin has intimidated the appraisal districts into 90 to 95. They're determining the market value. They're not finding what the market value is. And I'm just thinking, so, and Austin realizes that too. So we don't blame anybody here in the city because we're reacting to the appraisal districts and to what Austin tells them to do. And I'm just saying, so they've thrown us a bone with this homesteaders exemption. Why don't we use it? And that's my point. Just I don't know what it cost us, but some things went down. But when you look at what everything is going up in every area, even a $200 is going to help. So let's give all those other homeowners, not just the old ones.
Thank you, Mr. Hamlin.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Anybody else to address council at this time? Okay, there being none, I will close the public hearing at 6:27 p.m. Thank you all. Item number 12 is our city manager's report. These are briefings or updates that may be provided regarding city services, administrative personnel matters, real estate, development, infrastructure, events, regulations, community, and intergovernmental relations issues. Mr. Manager, is there any report?
No report, sir.
All right. Thank you, sir. And then item number 13 is our city council reports. These are briefings or updates that are provided regarding city council committee and liaison assignments. Any liaison members want to share anything?
Nothing going on right now, Parks, but I am very excited about Arbo Fest on Sunday.
Yes.
So I just want to state that. Thank you to our staff for making that happen and looking forward to that. So ribbon cutting and all.
That's right. What time does that? What time is that?
I think it's at the 1 o'clock is the ribbon.
1 o'clock is the ribbon. Okay.
Is that correct?
10 to 4.
10 to 4
is the total
the
time.
The
ribbon cutting is that.
Okay, good deal. Thank you, Mrs. Cook. Anybody else? Yes, sir.
The Youth Commission, there are a number of vacancies, so if you know any youth that want to participate in government, I think this will be a great opportunity for them to come out and understand a little bit more about how cities run. It's a great opportunity to understand civics, and also, quite frankly, it's a great opportunity to improve your chances of getting into college, if you will, because they do look at these extracurricular kinds of things. So if you know someone that might be willing to participate in youth council, please, you know, tell them to get in contact with us, and we will hopefully welcome them on as one of the new members.
It's incoming 7th graders, they're incoming 12th graders.
Thank you.
We just had a nominating committee meeting, so
that's great.
It's fresh on the brain.
And of course, you need to live in Woodway,
mm-hmm.
All of that. Okay. Great.
I'm not the liaison for P&Z, but I understand P&Z meeting has been canceled for tomorrow.
Okay.
Just so everybody knows.
All right. Thank you, sir. Janelle, Gil, good? Wonderful. Okay. Well, the only thing left is our closing item. Consider action on adjournment.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Second. Moved and seconded. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. We are adjourned at 6:30 on the notice. Thank you all.